now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host for this program. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very special program. You won't be hard-pressed to find a program like this anywhere. And it is such a beautiful program, and the message that I have is so wonderful that you would think that people would be lined up, that they would be lined up to order my books. I've written some beautiful books and to get my meditation, but they're not. And it's a mystery, ladies and gentlemen, it's a mystery as to why the human beings have such a hardness of heart and why they are adverse to the truth. But it's always been that way. So my message is a message of truth, and actually it's good news. It's good news. You see, ladies and gentlemen, as we fall away, see, let me see if I can explain this to you, may I? Perhaps you can remember when you were a little child and your parents or some other nice authorities, hopefully, they talked to you about, about loving your mommy and daddy and not hating people and doing what your mommy and daddy say, you know, and not doing bad things and staying away from bad people, see, and staying away, you know, later they also said to stay away from drugs and from alcohol, you know, too much alcohol, and from marijuana. And they said to be chaste and pure. See, to be chaste and pure. And one day you might meet a nice young man or a nice young lady and then date in a very chaste and pure way. And become engaged and then get married and then have children. See, and be a good mom or a good dad. See, and then maybe start your own business and work hard and save your money. See, they told you those things, and then they said that would lead to at least a decent life, a wholesome life. See, and perhaps even beyond that, it might lead beyond that to something which the Christians refer to as salvation. But what has happened, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have been seduced as a country. As a country, we have been seduced, and our leaders have been seduced, see, to away from that. And in a very subtle progression, as we have been seduced, like the old fairy tale about the Pied Piper leading all the people astray, all the children of the village astray, we have fallen away from that. See, and so now what we have is we have a world, of course, but America was the shining light of the world. So once upon a time, America, the shining light of the world, was the most beautiful place. I remember America was once, it was almost like being in church. That's how beautiful it was. In fact, I think Alexis de Tocqueville said that, being in America was almost like being in church. There was such a brightness, such a nobility, such a joyousness. And I remember America when we still had that feeling of happy-go-lucky, joy and whistle while you work, and hope. But now, ladies and gentlemen, now that we have been seduced away from God, see, away from Christianity, now you are beginning to see the result of that. And so you see the hope being taken away, businesses crumbling, the economy failing, and wall-to-wall, sickness. Wall-to-wall sickness. Everybody walks around feeling sick all the time. Wall-to-wall crime, wall-to-wall debt, failure, wall-to-wall victimhood. See? And out of the chaos of what we have brought upon us, seducers from hell are rising to cater to us in our fallen condition, and they will make things even worse. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals,
But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies. Welcome back. Now, my name is Roland Trujillo. Now, I am, in a way, you could say I am the worst nightmare for any kind of a terrible person that doesn't love truth and doesn't love sweetness and doesn't love innocence. See, some of us do. Some of us do. We love innocence. We love children. See, we love what is good and pure, even if we ourselves are not that. See, we honor that. What? Who was it? Remember, there was a man named Ambrose Bierce, a writer, who wrote, 100 years ago. And he wrote some very clever and funny stuff. He was kind of like a Mark Twain. Remember how clever Mark Twain was? How funny and how witty. Well, Ambrose Bierce said that hypocrisy is the tribute that vice pays to virtue. Let me repeat that for you. Hypocrisy is the tribute that vice pays to virtue. You see, ladies and gentlemen, vice acknowledges virtue. See? So, you see, some of us, yes, we may have made some mistakes. In fact, we have made mistakes. What have we done? Even those of us who love what is good and sweet and pure, what have we done? Well, shall I go down the laundry list? Basically, what we've done is we were seduced away from those beautiful and sweet things that I told you about in the beginning of the program. And see, the wicked ones, the mockers and the scorners, the ones with the smirk upon their face, the ones that have no love for good. See, no love at all. They might just pretend to, but they really don't. See. They encourage people to think that the old-fashioned things are kind of dumb and, you know, behind the times and outdated. They're always talking about progress and about some alternative. It's always some alternative to the good old-fashioned ways. Well, so what has happened to us then? We have been seduced away and led away, see, by the mockers and the scorners and those who said, the ones who do not love the family, the ones who do not love God, the ones who hate Christianity, see. The ones, the secularists, the socialists, the communists, the humanists, see what I mean? The progressives, you know, the liberals, in the worst sense of the word. Yes, there used to be good liberals, and there still are some, incidentally, there still are some. So we've been seduced away, so what did we do? Well, we were seduced into not honoring our parents, see? And we were seduced by education, see? To look upon our parents as being kind of dumb and to look to the educators as being great and smart. And we've been seduced by the medical matrix and the pharmaceutical matrix, see? To turn our back upon proper living and upon God and to look to them for answers, to make them into gods. See, not that we don't need a doctor. Somebody breaks, somebody falls off their bike and breaks their leg. Well, they need a doctor. I'm glad the doctor's there. I'm glad the emergency room is there. Of course. But see, but not to make him or her into a god. To take away the symptoms for all of our wrong living. See? So, and we've been seduced by marijuana. See, they said, well, it's just, it's harmless. And see, so we've been seduced by drugs, all kinds of drugs, psychiatric drugs. Then all the drugs that people are taking now, all the statins and all the Vioxx and all the Viagra and all the psychiatric drugs and the Ritalin, for the children. And we've been seduced by all of that. And we've been seduced by alcohol and marijuana, as I said. See? So we've been seduced from the straight and narrow, and then not to lead chaste and pure lives. We've been seduced to look at at pornography. We've been seduced to be promiscuous, to not remain chaste and pure until married. See? Right? We've been seduced by that, and to have a lot of abortions, and we've been seduced by all these things. So slowly but surely, we fell away from the old-fashioned, and then we were always looking for something else, an alternative to replace it. But it's never what it's cracked up to be. I'll never forget a long time when I was in Chicago. I've told this story before, but to make a long story short, when I first arrived there as a manager there with a large corporation, they told me to visit a nice lady who could possibly help me to find, show me some places where I could, an apartment or something. So I visited her, and she had this nice apartment on Lakeshore Drive, high up, looking out over the city with twinkling lights, and you would think that it would be the most wonderful thing. And she sat there, and she says, I'm not happy here at all. She said they lied to me. They told me how great and how wonderful it would be to leave the small town where I had been and to come to Chicago and have this management position and blah, blah, blah. And she said it's not what I thought it would be. See? So we've all been seduced. We've been seduced into making boo-boos and mistakes. So we resented our parents. We didn't pay attention to them. We took drugs, smoked marijuana. We were promiscuous. See, we looked to education instead of our intuition. We turned our back upon the old-fashioned ways, and we've been seduced by all manner of theories. See, most of which are lies. We've been seduced by evolution. See, so if you believe in evolution, or you think evolution might be true, well, then the idea is that we're just animals. So if people are just animals, be treated like animals. They will treat you like an animal. See, if you think you're an animal, and they think you're just an animal. See, but you're not just an animal. You're a human being with a soul. See. And then they have this, and then there's global warming. Now that they're very clever, now they call it climate change. See, that's a lie, but that excuses them to experiment upon us with aerial spraying and so on. See, so it's just one lie after another, one seduction after another, and we keep falling for it. And so years later, many, many things have gone wrong. Okay. But now the good news is that you can recover your innocence, you can recover your ground of being, you can stand back and see things as they are, learn to be less reactive, see the boo-boos that you made and be sorry for what you've done, but now pick yourself up, dust yourself off, see, now older and wiser, you can go forth, see, and become a good mom, dad, husband, wife, and no longer be a victim. My name is Roland Trujillo.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So here I am with this message, a message of hope. I say, if you could hear what I'm saying and say, yes, I have been seduced. I've made mistakes. I've been resentful. See, I've been resentful and I've been prideful and I've been willful. And I did a lot of things that deep down in my heart, I knew they were wrong. I knew it was wrong to hate people, and I knew it was wrong to be promiscuous, and I knew it was wrong to take drugs. Deep down in my heart, I kind of knew. And I kind of knew that I shouldn't be smoking marijuana, and I kind of knew I shouldn't be eating this junk food. And see, I kind of knew all that, but, well, I made the mistake anyway, and I resented my dad, and now here I am. See? Well, if you're willing to admit a few things, then already when you hear what I say, see, and it kind of sits right, and it's a little painful. Yes, it is a little painful to hear, but you kind of know that it's true, and you know you've made some boo-boos, okay, and you're willing to admit it in your heart. Well, you see, all I'm doing is putting into words what your conscience is telling you. What you know, what your conscience, your intuition is telling you. If you had listened to your intuition always, see? People like your parents that, you know, good. If you had good parents or good authorities that, you know, told you to be, to live properly and not lie, cheat, or steal, and to always do what's right, and stay away from drugs and stay away from bad associates, see? Things like that. If you had listened to what, because what they said corresponded to what you knew deep down. See, if you had lived that way, well, now your whole life would be much better now. See, you wouldn't know the horrors, the diseases, the calamities, the mental anguish, the financial failure, the ruined relationships, the destruction, the loss of innocence, and so on. You wouldn't have known any of that. However, see, the good news is, well, okay, so now maybe you've learned your lesson. See, most of us are very stubborn. You know, most of us, we're not going to really, really pay attention and really, really consider the fact that we may have a wrong attitude until we're in the gutter, see? And even when we're in the gutter, some people still don't want to admit that they're wrong. They'll blame somebody else or won't. See what I mean? So maybe it's a blessing for some of us where we've made boo-boos and had to suffer for it. See, the people who do terrible things and seem to get away with it, they sudden destruction comes upon them. Suddenly they get cancer or some awful thing, or suddenly their family, falls apart. So destruction comes, but they seem for a long time to get away with it. So, you see people that are in positions, high positions, and they have all the perks. They have a big salary and a big house and big cars and big everything, see? And they seemed, see? And they eat the finest food and go to the nicest gatherings. And they seem not to suffer for, but some of them do. Some of them have sorted lives and agony, but they hide it, you see. But some of them, they seem to be getting away with it. But all I can say is, if for a while they don't suffer for their wrong, then they won't see that they're wrong. So there's an advantage to suffering because it wakes us up to see that we're wrong. So here's the beautiful part. See, now here I am. Now what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm putting into words what your conscience already wordlessly tells you. Now, if you had always paid attention to it, it wouldn't feel like conscience, but now it does. So, tie it all up with a nice little bow tie for you before we run out of time here. May I put a little bow on it? See, what have I been talking to you about? I've been talking to you about religion, haven't I? About life. About God, about Christianity, and about hope, haven't I? But you see, I haven't been talking to you in using the traditional, kind of language that you would hear if you went to church or something. I'm talking to you just person to person, like a regular person.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. Now, what's good about that? Well, the good thing about it is that some people have been turned off to religion because they have religion forced upon them, or they've known hypocrites. They've known Christians that weren't really Christians. See, they just pretended to be Christians. Or they've known Christians that weren't Christian enough. See, or they've known Christians that were Christian in name only. So here I am, a very simple person. Now, the other beautiful thing is that I'm just, what I'm saying, I'm not forcing it upon anybody. So you can hear what I say, and you're free to accept it or reject it. See? And the other thing, because I'm a regular person, see, you have no basis to reject me. I'm just a regular person. See? And so therefore, here I am, a regular person, saying to you, saying, hey, you know, let's take a look at some of these old-fashioned things. Let's dust them off and let's take a look at them and see if maybe there's more to them than we've been seduced into thinking that there isn't. See? All right. Now, so the other good thing about me is that there's nothing in it for me other than the sheer joy of saying, see, I'm like a talking conscience. See? So if you can hear the love coming through me, if you hear the love, you hear the kindness, see, the truthfulness coming through me, then you know that it exists. You can't deny that it exists. See, and if I do represent conscience, if God, you know, will it, Lord willing, and that I do a reasonable job of representing what conscience has to say, then when you hear it, it awakens you to your own conscience, your own intuition, which is from God. It's awakening you to sense that there is such a thing as truth and God, and that there is, and that you find it within what you know in your heart. See, God speaks to you wordlessly, see, by way of your intuition, and so he calls you back ever so gently, ever so quietly. See, he doesn't force himself upon you. Now, the other thing, before I run out of time, there's no vested in, I don't make any money. I spend money. I buy the airtime. I buy the airtime. I don't work for the station. That's very important for you to know. And I've spent a lot of money over the years buying this airtime just to help people. And the thanks I get is very little. An occasional letter, not very many. Mostly, I'm greeted with silence. See? But people hear the message. See? And so what I have is, and my meditation is free. You can listen to it for free. All my blogs that I've written, all the articles, they're free. I've written some books that you can buy. Yes, but they're very reasonably priced. And they're very, very nice. See? But if you were to look at my blogs and read the articles at my website and so on, you'd get most of the information. It's basically free, and there it is for you. See? Then, you know, instead of going out and having a meal somewhere, you could order one of my books. It'd be very nice. Very nice. The latest book I've written, well, let's see, what should I tell you about? The very latest book that I've written is called The Best of Roland. 20 years of helping people on the air. The Best of Roland. Some of my best articles. You really ought to get it. It's just really, really nice. If you go to, commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org. Probably the best thing is to look on the right side. You'll see Spiritual Recovery Blog. Click on that one and then you'll find it there. That's probably the easiest way to find it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here I am. So what do I have? I have this wonderful meditation. It teaches you how to get back in touch with your own intuition. So you could become like me. You could flow from intuition. And you could go out in the world and live and move and have your being and move from an inner impulse to do the right thing and to live gracefully. So instead of reacting and getting angry, reacting and getting upset, reacting and becoming resentful, you could flow from within. That's what I have for you. Hello. Many people listen into my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, there's a beautiful passage in Jeremiah that said, "Stand by the ways and seek ye the old paths, wherein is the good way, and it will restore your soul." The old paths, wherein is the good way. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here I am, up-to-date, modern, 21st century person. See? Dusting off and shining and bringing up for you some of these old ways, which are the good ways, so that you might begin to follow them yourself. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Roland. May God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.